Recording it.
Hello, it's Faten and Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So I'm back here at Allen, Texas, because I didn't do a good enough job yesterday, and I was having technical difficulties. I didn't know how to pair my phone with my computer, and I was filming in portrait mode, and I didn't do a close enough inspection of the crime scene. See, I'm at the crime scene right here. And when I saw this shooting, the Premium Outlet mall shooting in Allen, Texas, happened on May 6, 2023. I followed it from California, and I thought to myself, wow, what an easy one to debunk, because this shooting took place outside the mall, where the public has access to the crime scene. Now, I know they roped it off for a day or two, or maybe a week after the event, but after that week, the public had full access to the crime scene. And I was thinking, well, somebody who lives by here will give us updates as to how they're repairing the stucco, how they're repairing the sidewalk, how the hazmat crew that had to have been called in to clean up the blood, because you can't send the janitor out to clean up the blood. It has to be cleaned up by a hazmat crew. And nobody filmed that. Nobody filmed the repairs. Nobody gave us updates. I traveled 2,000 miles to come visit my daughter from California. Now I'm the first one doing an update on the crime scene. But that's the world we live in, because everybody thinks these events are real. That's because they just believe what the news tells them, and they don't double check it. So here, let me show you. I'm parked right here. There's the crime scene right there. You see the Expressmen store and the H&M, and then you see the planter right there. Well, that's the planter where the five corpses, the five people, were brutally gunned down. And of course, at the time, 7 months ago, it had a rose bush there. But now, here in the winter months, they have winter plants that can survive the winter. But so I'm here at 8:20 in the morning, and the mall doesn't open until 10. And so I have a full freaking hour to just mo to just fully put my phone up and investigate this crime scene here. It's available to the public, and no one's done this. It's like I had to come from California to do it. So, I want to show you what I'm talking about. Hold on. Whoops. Don't want to do that. I know these buttons are so close together. It's hard to do it on a phone because the buttons are so, and it always does something you don't push. So let's go to photos. So, okay. So here's the crime scene I'm talking about, right? I mean, that is a horrific crime scene. Five people gunned down. I mean, this is worse than the Manson murder. I mean, this is worse than, heck, the most brutal mass murder you can think of. This is like Jack the Ripper style shit right here. And, but of course, if you zoom in, see, we called bullshit on this. See that guy's head? It's been photoshopped in there. See, he's not laying on that girl there that's laying down. It's not laying on the girl. There's some manipulation going on here. There's photographic manipulation going on here. And also, this blood on this girl's leg, it's been applied after she was already laying down. It was dripped on her. This pool of blood back here doesn't prove nothing. You don't see any gunshot damage to these bodies. I mean, this guy's got something coming out of his mouth. I don't know what that is. It looks like raspberry sauce. Who knows? And then, of course, everybody talked about the girls. Like, Phil, that girl's got her brains blown out. It's like, well, okay. Well, there's no damage to her head, okay? And this stuff that you're calling brains, well, frankly, that looks like tilapia, fish that you buy from the supermarket. They spread it around, And you know, these people do this stuff. I mean, I don't see any damage to the cranium. There's no, this girl is laying down, okay? And they put some Hollywood stuff around. What's that stuff on her shirt? See, that's fake right there. That's fake blood on her shirt. So anyway, we called this picture out as fake when it first came out. And the fact that they even released this picture to the public, I mean, it should tell you, I mean, come on, this, but it's, I'm here at the spot. And as I just showed you, there's no memorial. No memorial. Where can I? Oh, I got to go back. Let me go back to share again. I got to select. Okay. Let me select all the photos I'm going to be using. Okay. So here's the, and here's the photo of the shooter himself. As you can see, the police gunned him down. As you can see, he was wearing full tactical gear, bulletproof vest. He had an AR style weapon. See the AR style weapon back there. And he was shot in the his left eye. But as you can see in the sunglasses that are laying next to him, the right lens is missing. So the right lens is missing from the sunglasses, but his left eye sustained the gunshot wound. So that we called that the week it happened. It's like, oh, this doesn't. And there's his tattoo. See that stupid tattoo I'll show you here. That's the Dallas Waste Department logo right there. For trash cans. All the trash cans in Dallas have that logo on it. That's what reminded me of this, because I was getting my daughter tires on her new on her car. I was getting new tires. That's why I was walking around the neighborhood and I saw the trash cans out, and all the trash cans had that logo on it. I said, that's this is stupid tattoo. I mean, the guy freaking put the, yeah, here it is. So that's the tattoo, the guy. That's the logo for the trash department. See the D? It's got a D in it. And here's his other tattoos. This guy's a Mexican. His name was Mauricio Gomez or something, Gonzalez, or I forget what his name was, but he's a Mexican. And he put a swastika on his chest, and he put the SS on his right arm, his right bicep. And this was the narrative in the media at the time. They said that white supremacism has gotten so prevalent in this country that even non-whites are joining the movement. That's what they said. Yeah. So these people that join this evil white supremacist movement, they're just going to become killers, and they're just going to shoot people for no reason, because that's just what white supremacists do. And so, do I have another? Oh, and that's his mugshot. And so here's a picture of the shooter. Here's the guy that did that, the carnage I just showed you. And there's that guy. As you can see, he was, you know, taking pictures of some pretty hot chicks. I guess he was like 25 years old at the time. So, and here's that narrative again, you know, where these 25-year-old young men are just willing to just commit suicide and go out in a blaze of glory over a stupid, what, because they believe in white nationalism. And so they're going to just, I mean, you know, he was going to bars and taking pictures with hot chicks. I mean, he's like, come on. That's the furthest thing from the mind of a 25-year-old. You know, it's just insanity. They've got us believing these insane things. So let's zoom in on the, see, that's the, there's his tattoo, the Dallas Waste Management tattoo. What a stupid, I mean, all tattoos are stupid, but this has got to rank up there to like the freaking number one stupidest tattoo you'd put on your hand. These tattoos are fake. This tattoo is fake. It's a freaking Sharpie, okay? The SS and the swastika tattoos on his chest are fake. And does this guy even look like this guy? This is the other mugshots they gave us. These there's three different people here. They're stunt doubles, and all these events they always have stunt doubles. So here you got this guy and another guy, and here's this guy. I'm gonna expand it here. Why do I want it? Okay. See, that's not the same guy. Okay. Yeah. Again, once they always do that shit. And there's a carnage where I'm parked in front of right now. I'm parked in front of where this happened right here. And there's a picture I took yesterday. So, and you can see that's the Express Men, and that's the HMN or H&M. Yeah. There's the planter. And here's the helicopter view of the day it happened. See, you can see the Express Men right there. You can see the H&M. This is the corner. So the shooter had these five people trapped in this corner, and he just gunned them down, right? And so we should be seeing damage to the stucco on this wall over here. We should be seeing damage to the wall on the HMM. I'm not sure which direction the shooter was shooting, but we can kind of get a, well, what they want us to think was that the shooter was shooting. See, the tilapia that they put out for this girl's brains is going this direction. It's going towards the parking lot. And so the shooter was shooting from the left to the right. So in other words, we should be seeing bullet holes in this stucco over here, right? But you know, maybe he turned around and started shooting the other direction. And so I came back here because, so I want to see if that's a bullet hole there. I want to see. This is a picture I took yesterday. I didn't get a close enough inspection. So, anyway. So, oh, I need to stop share. Without further ado, let's get out of the car. Let's go check this shit. Okay. I get the keys. All right. Those are some nice new tires I got my daughter. $900. She better appreciate it. She does. My daughter loves me. Okay. It was sunnier here yesterday. We got a little clouds here today. Here's the planter. It had a rose bush the day of the shoot. As you can see, there's no memorial. Five people were brutally slaughtered here, including a small child. And nobody's even put up a plaque or nothing. See, I got the whole place to myself. See, I can investigate this crime scene. Freaking, nobody's even freaking around. How come nobody else has done this? Okay. Because nobody, everybody thinks these things are real. So that's not from a bullet. Not seeing. This paint is not fresh paint. This stucco has not been painted in quite a long time. That's at least 4 years. It's not new. They haven't done any repair work to this wall here. There's no repair work here. Been no repairs. That's the Express Men side of the wall there. This is the H&M side of the wall. You know, I'm guessing this paint is at least 4 years old. So here, are they saying that this is a bullet hole? I mean, that could be. I mean, I don't know. But that also could be manufactured. They could have just put that there. So that's a repair. And there's something else there. But you know, I could come out here with a hammer and a chisel and do that damage. And then somebody would come behind me and patch it up. So that people say, well, Phil, this proves that bullets were fired. It's like, no, that means it proves that somebody came out here with a hammer and a chisel and poked a hole in the wall. And then somebody came behind him and put a patch on.
That's what it proves. But anyway, yeah, so I got there's three patches I see. And I don't know what that is. So we're right under the H&M thing here. So I see three patches. So and what is that? I don't know what that is. Looks like a hammer and a punch did that. So there's the H&M. So and as you can see, nobody cares about these victims. Nobody's even put up a shrine like a cat. You know, I drive on the highway. I see these Catholic shrines. You know, these crosses for people that have gotten in car accidents. Nobody's even put up a roadside shrine here. I mean, nobody freaking cares. I mean, it's only 7 months after the event, and nobody even freaking cares that these people were brutally slaughtered here. Okay, so let's take a walk down here. Here's where the officer was chasing. We're going to go back down to the Fat Burger. I showed you the picture of the assailant who was gunned down in front of the Fat Burger, and he had his the wrong lens of his sunglass blown out. So, and the police officer is chasing him down this sidewalk here, and the police officer was out of breath at this point because he had run across the parking lot. And he was carrying an and the police officer was fully geared out with tactical gear. It's like how did the police officer know to be geared out like that? Because he was supposedly surprised when he heard the shots. So it's not like he came here for a gunfight. But the police officer was already geared out in tactical equipment. So then they turned around this corner and they started shooting their little Hollywood blanks. You know, and they were playing Cowboys and Indians, and were doing their thing. It's a little colder here this morning. We've got a little cloud cover. Yesterday was bright and sunny, so my hands are starting to get a little cold. It's a nice little fire. You remember this fire pit from the police body cam? I already posted that video. I'll put a link to it. There's a fire pit that you can see from the police body cam. And they were running this direction. How you doing? I'm well, thanks. So they were running this direction, and we came down here and the officer was really out of breath at this point. And they were shooting their guns at each other. And they were like playing Cowboys and Indians. And then they ran here to the final spot here at the Fat Burger. And here is where the gunman met his last stand. As you can see, they cleaned up the sidewalk really good. And they would have needed a hazmat crew to clean this area up too. But no pictures of that either. As you can see, the Fat Burger windows have not been changed. They are all the same. There's no here's a trash can you can see in that picture I showed you. Same trash can. There's no hole or repairs in this stucco around here. The gunman was shot down. There's no. I found three patches on that H&M wall. I don't see any patches here. We go around. No patches in the concrete or holes. No repairs on this stucco here. No repairs. The Fat Burger. The famous Fat Burger. Okay. Whoops. So let's sign out here. So we did a little bit more thorough investigation today. Got up closer and found like three patches on the H&M wall. So, but so 7 months after, somebody finally came back and did a thorough inspection of the crime scene. That's readily available to the public. I got the whole mall to myself, but nobody done it. So this is just another fake shooting, another anti-white nationalist. Even though the guy was Mexican, they just wanted to blame it on the white nationalists. And that's what most of these shootings are about, right? Making people that look like you and me the bad guy. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you later. Bye.